Testing, one, two, one, two.
How many of y'all would like to learn the truth? Yeah, it's good. I didn't finish. How many of y'all would like to learn the truth, have an adventure, have fun, have something happen that you didn't expect, some spontaneity, some total freedom to accept or reject anything that you hear, to watch somebody express themselves in ways you never thought of?
Mm-hmm.
How many of y'all open to that? Okay. You open to that safely. Woo! Safely. It won't be like,
that's why
it won't be like I'd be taking out a little kind of Kool-Aid or nothing like that. Don't have to worry about it. It would be real long. And by the way, can I also express the truth and be silly?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
That's the best part.
All right. Okay. Cool. Okay, but I'm going to say the title of today's lesson as many times as I can that I'm going to share with you over the next few minutes. As many different ways as I can say this one thing. And I want you to just breathe and just let it in, okay? Because you said I could do it, right?
Yeah.
Y'all breathe with me and just relax. Let it in. You said somebody could act different from what you were expecting, right? Are you really as open-minded as you say you are? All right, we'll see. Okay. So here's the lesson that I'm going to be covering today. See if I can get it in your mind. In my mind, forgiveness is the key to happiness. 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 Forgiveness is the key to... Now I'm going to tell you what forgiveness means. Release is the key to happiness. 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 Now breathe. Breathe, please. With your open mind and say it. Now say it one more time. Forgiveness is the key to happiness. Forgiveness is the key. Now if you close your eyes and listen to our voices together, it'd be kind of tricky. Alright, just try. One more time. Forgiveness is the key to happiness. 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 Forgiveness is the key. And of course, as forgiving is healing, so healing is the key to happiness. 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 Forgiveness 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 is the key to happiness. Do you hear it?
Yeah.
Can you hear it? Can you hear it? This listen to us, listen to us. We are called the Jamming Miracles. That's what we are called. Forgiveness is the key to happiness. Now breathe. Just breathe. It's okay. You made it through another week. Those temptations to forget how cute and lovable you are probably came up many, many times. You know you're this warm, beautiful, dynamic person, and you might have been tempted one or two times to get upset with somebody about something. I know you were. I know you little children of God got tempted. You're in this class to be reminded of eternity.
Remind me of eternity.
I'm going to remind you of eternity.
Remind me of eternity.
I'm going to remind you that you are always free. I want you to live fearlessly. I'm going to remind you of eternity today. I'm going to remind you today. I'm going to remind you of some happiness. I'm going to remind you to be filled with bliss. I'm going to remind you of a sweet caress. I'm going to remind you that you're limitless. I'm going to remind you of eternity. I'm going to remind you eyes of eternity. I'm going to remind you there is ecstasy. I'm going to remind you that the ecstasy is meant for you. I'm going to remind you life is beautiful. I'm going to remind me to be grateful. I'm going to remind you of eternity. It's time to be reminded of eternity. Opportunity to be the best I can be for at least an hour. You are such tremendous gifts to me that I can't even put into words how much you mean to me, how much meaning I give to you. You love me, you support me, you listen, and I learn from you, and I grow with you, and I'm myself with you. I'm so thankful for every one of you Jamming Miracles. I am so thankful for every one of you. Does it matter if you believe me? Not at all. It still doesn't make it any less true. And so I pray to God today that God will use my body to bring more love and healing and light and safety and joy to your life. So I'm going to try to get out of the way for a minute. All right. See you, Earl. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Way by the Earl. Earl's gone now. All right. Now I'm getting ready to say some deep shift. Some deep shift I'm going to do. You better get ready for that.
Okay.
You ready?
Ready, ready.
Okay, let me put on some music.
That was a beautiful song.
Wasn't it gorgeous? I'm telling you. I'm telling you, it's so many parts of me that's talented, I can't even get around to hearing all of them.
Even a DJ.
That's right. It's all of it's DJ you. Girl. All of it's you. Did you know that? Everything you're seeing, everything that you're listening to, it's just you.
Thank you.
I am you. I am you.
I am you.
You know, yeah, you got a black self. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm you.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I get a chance to hang out with the Rebels for another hour. Rebels! Ooh, yeah! Yeah, we the one who don't do what nobody say. Most of all, God. We are the rebels. And as a result of our rebellion, we worry about bills. We wonder if there's going to be somebody to love us and whether it's safe to go down Colfax. How's the rebellion going, gang? We're these unlimited physical beings, and now we think that we're in bodies that can be squashed.
Yeah.
How can we be the unlimited children of an unlimited creator and be afraid that we're going to be absolutely killed by a mosquito this summer? Well, Holy Son of God, where that mosquito? You better use what you believe in to take care of yourself until you realize what's really taking care of you. Until you recognize what's really taking care of you, you better do what you believe in. Because that's what you're going to do to yourself. If you believe smoking is unhealthy, don't you light up. Because you're establishing what would happen to you if you did it. But that's not necessarily what would happen to me unless I decided for that for myself. You can't make me get a disease. I only accept the diseases I want. And sometimes I want a cold. And because I don't want to take responsibility for it, I say, you gave it to me. I was feeling okay. I got around Marjorie. She sneezed. Now I'm about to go. I'm dead. It's her fault. I will take no responsibility, least of all, for my illnesses. So I'm going to cover Forgiveness is the Key to Happiness. Yeah. On page, it's lesson 121 on page 214. I haven't done this in a long time. And so when Spirit tells me to do something I haven't done in a long time, I know that it's going to be deep. Okay? So here's the key to understanding the Course in Miracles. The key to understanding the Course in Miracles is to remind yourself, you don't have to believe it. 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 The key to hearing my class is, what? I don't have to believe it. In other words, I could say something and you could go, I don't believe it. Okay, is that cool? Can I say something and you go, I don't believe it. Let's practice. I don't believe it. Those who don't mind talking to me, I want to encourage you to do it. Those who want to be quiet, don't. And when you'll see a power go through this room that you've never experienced before, because everybody will be doing what they want to do, but have the same goal. But the people who want to be loud when I get loud, please get loud with me. And then those who want to be quiet and enjoy those who are loud, then just be quiet. Enjoy. And those who want to judge those who are loud, don't you ever get loud. You better stay safely in quietness. Because you've been judging every loud person. Your first time you loud, boy, you're going to get your butt kicked. All that judgment come back on your butt. You know, now I'm loud.
Okay, do you notice nobody around you accepts it? Who created that? Was it my judgment of everybody that was loud? Or everybody that was soft and quiet? So I get ready to change and I meet my own past judgments. That's deep.
That is.
That's deep. That's why I try to accept everybody. It's like, hey, you know what accepting everybody in this room means for me?
It just means simply, I leave you alone.
Yeah.
That's all it means. Accepting responsibility is so easy. Accepting responsibility is so easy. Because accepting responsibility means understanding you're not responsible for creating yourself or anybody else around you. You did not create anybody you know. There's no one walking the face of the earth that you created.
Yeah.
So therefore, they are not your responsibility.
Yeah. Right.
We are the responsibility of that which created us.
Yes.
So it was whatever created us that we need to be going to, because it's responsible for that whatever I'm going through.
Damn. Yeah.
Right?
So what created where you are right now is the thought system that you use every day. What created where you are right now is the thought system that you use every day. Your way of thinking every day is the life you're living. Some of your thoughts you're conscious of, some of your thoughts you're not. Some of your thoughts you want to own, some of your thoughts you don't. The thoughts you don't want to own, you project them to everybody around you, and they seem to have all the thoughts you don't like.
I like that today. That's where I'm at.
And all the cool people are coming from the thoughts in your mind that you're unaware of also. Mm-hmm. So you have untapped thoughts of incredible joy that are about to be expressed in your life. And I'm here to remind you that we need to prepare ourselves for this. So that when the good stuff show up, you won't be so crazy you try to sabotage it. Like we have done.
Yeah.
Soon as I get what I want, then I do something stupid. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Okay. So forgiveness means the correct perception or the correct interpretation. This is really important. So when it says forgiveness, we're going to say correct interpretation, the correct perception. Correct interpretation is forgiveness. Me seeing you correctly is me forgiving you. Me seeing you correctly is me forgiving you. When I go from my grievance to my peace with you, I have forgiven you, or I wouldn't be able to see you in a peaceful way. So correct perception is forgiveness. The point that you shoot out love and peace to me, you have forgiven me in that moment, or you couldn't do it. So forgiveness is not you overlooking what you think I did to you because you're so much more superior than me. Forgiveness is recognizing that you are happy. That's the proof that you've forgiven.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not very happy. Your butthole in the grievance.
Yeah. That's
true. So here's your answer to your search for peace. Here's the key to meaning in a world that doesn't make any sense. Here's the way to safety and apparent dangers that appear to threaten you at every turn. Isn't this what this seems like sometimes? A place where apparent dangers appear to threaten us at every turn. And then he says, sometimes you have an uncertainty that all of your hopes of ever finding quietness and peace are going to ever happen. Sometimes I doubt if I'm ever going to have permanent peace.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Then it says, well, here are all questions answered. Does that mean all of them? Okay, so here's all questions answered. That means here the end of all uncertainty is ensured at last. So if you really want to have a certain mind, all you have to do is recognize that your correct perception is the key to happiness. Your correct interpretation is the key to your happiness. Your interpretation of your experience is the key to your peace. Your interpretation of what's happening to you is the key to your happiness. Because your happiness is based on your interpretation of what's happening to you. It's your interpretation of what's happening to you that's making you feel the way you do right now. It's your interpretation of this experience that's determining the way you feel right now. So perception that is correct is the key to happiness. Forgiveness is correct perception. So now we're going to find out what the unforgiving mind is like. so we can recognize it. It said the unforgiving man is full of fear. The unforgiving man doesn't offer love in the room to be loved, which I like this. An unforgiving man doesn't place love, it doesn't give love in a place where he can spread his wings in peace and soar above all the turmoil of this world. Wouldn't you like your man to spread his wings in peace and soar above the turmoil of the world? Wouldn't you like your man to spread its wings and soar above the turmoil of what's going on in your life? Wouldn't you like your man to spread his wings of peace? Wow, that's beautiful, isn't it? Would you?
Yes.
The unforgiving man is sad, without the hope of respite and release from pain. The unforgiving man suffers and abides in misery, peering about in darkness. Who's that? That's all I'm saying. Get behind the door. Unforgiving man is peering about in darkness, not seeing. I don't see any danger, but I'm certain some danger is lurking out there. Anybody recognize this person? I sure do. It's Earl Purdy. Earl Purdy's personality, ego man that thinks he's separate, thinks he's a body, thinks he's a black dude. He goes through that. I'm here to save him. While he's away, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Just between us. I'm going to give that joker so much love. I'm going to have it coming to him from everywhere, all the time. Then, as it comes through him, I'm going to have it come back out through him again to everything around him, bringing love and peace to everybody, so that when anybody walks toward him, all of their fears will dissolve just by being in the presence of the love that's coming through him. That's what I'm going to do for him.
All right.
And boy, is he going to get laid. He's going to learn the correct way to make love. He's going to learn how to be able to do it anytime, any place, anyhow, by recognizing that all the feelings he's ever had always came from him. So he's going to make himself feel good all the time because he knows it doesn't have anything to do with anybody else. And so he's going to be so much love radiating off of him that he'll attract other people that want to be loved and who are safe for him to connect with and would never condemn themselves or him for anything they did with him. He'll never attract another person that would condemn him for something they did with him. That's what I'm going to draw to him. And I'm going to give it to everybody in his presence, like you. So that's just between us, okay? Don't tell nobody, okay? So when he comes back and he think he's not loved sometimes, y'all will know the truth. So you can kind of grin at it while he's tripping. So those of you who believe you have a part of the mind that's unforgiving based on what we just said, would you please raise your hand if you don't mind admitting that there may be a part of your mind that feels this. Would you just take a quick look around the room, please? That means you are not alone. You're not the only one. Doesn't that make you feel more innocent?
Yes.
You're not the only one. Okay, here we go. Now I'm going to do the next paragraph. The unforgiving mind, which we could say the incorrect interpreting mind, the incorrect interpreting mind, the incorrect, the man is interpreting incorrectly. Now watch the difference when I say it instead of saying unforgiving. I said the man is not interpreting correctly. Watch the difference in the paragraph. The man that is not interpreting correctly is full of fear. The man that is not interpreting correctly offers love no room to be itself, no place where he can spread his wings in peace and soar above the turmoil of the world. The man is not perceiving correctly is sad, without the hope of respite and release from pain. The man is not perceiving or interpreting correctly suffers and lives in misery, peering about in darkness, not seeing, yet certain that the danger is lurking there. The unforgiving man is full of doubts, concerned about itself and everything it sees. If your man is in doubt, confused, and concerned about itself and everything it sees, if the unforgiving man is afraid, the unforgiving mind is angry, the unforgiving mind is weak, the unforgiving mind is blustering. I don't know what blustering is, but it sounds intense. Have you ever been blustered? Anybody ever had a bluster job? Okay, well, I just thought I'd check and see. Do you get love with at least one person on your wavelength?
You need to be in Deaf Comedy Jam.
Ah, but then I might be well known.
But it would be good to do Of Course Miracles Deaf Comedy Jam for you.
Do you know how little freedom you have when you're well known? A well known person is in prison.
He might not be.
Oh, yeah. Well, good. Well, this is what I want for you. If you're ever a well-known person, may it be in total peace and joy for you all the time.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's all I want for you.
Right back at you.
Yeah. Okay. I want that for all of you. I'd like for all of you to have what you want in a peaceful, safe way for you. If that makes me a cult leader, I'm guilty. Well, you see, anybody that could tell me something they love, and they have to be a cult leader. So something got to be weird, you know. I'm telling you the truth about you. I'm one of your first truth thoughts. Looking cool. I'm one of your thoughts. I just broke above the soil of your old self. And I'm trying to let you know that you are entitled to miracles. You are beautiful. You're holy. You're sinless. You're guiltless. You're powerful. You're unlimited. You're loved. You're healed. You're abundant.
You damn straight.
Is that another little thought breaking through the soil? Another thought of love came up. I promise you, I won't stomp on you. I'll water you. I want you to water me by just accepting me as I accept you. That's all the watering we need.
You're easy to accept.
As long as you don't know me too good. I save my Earl test for the ones who get close to me. That's where I got all my special teachings in reserve for. The person who said they love me the most, I'm going to give them the most crap to see if they mean it. I will test their love to the limit. You say you love me, huh? Let's see. And occasionally we'll go to the movies. Are you afraid to go ahead? Afraid to stay?
Yeah.
Are you afraid to wake up? Are you afraid to sleep? Are you afraid of every sound? What was that? What? You heard that, didn't you? Are you even more afraid of stillness?
Yes, a little too quiet in here.
Are you terrified of the darkness, yet you're even more terrified of the light? So what can an unforgiving mind perceive but its own damnation? Wow. What can an unforgiving mind behold except the proof that all its sins are real? So if a person condemns themselves, then they're just going to see themselves as being condemned. And if they think they're no good, what are they going to see except the proof that they aren't any good? If it's an unforgiving mind, it doesn't say you can make mistakes. It says this is a sin. This is just horrible. Nothing about you can ever change. The unforgiving mind looks upon the world with sightless eyes and shrieks as it beholds its own projections rising to attack its miserable parody of life. You got to hear that sentence. I'm going to say that again. You got to hear that one. A mind that doesn't forgive looks at the world with blind eyes. When you're looking at the world with blind eyes, you're always screaming about what you're looking at. And what you're looking at is just your own projection rising to attack your own miserable parody of a life.
Wow.
Have a nice day. So, I'm attacking the miserable parody of my life. I'm attacking the miserable parody of my life with the projections coming from my own mind because I'm incorrectly interpreting everything. That is so deep.
Wow.
The unforgiving, incorrectly, deceiving mind said, it wants to live. Oh, I want to live. I hope they come up with a way to replace everything by the time I'm about to die. And the unforgiving mind wishes it were dead. Boy, I'd be glad when I get out of here. So the unforgiving mind is, I want to live, I want to live, I want to live. I'd be glad when I die. I'd be glad when I die. I want to live, I want to live, I want to live. Can't wait to die. That's what unforgiving mind thinks. And if it's an unforgiving mind, this is so cool. It wants forgiveness, yet it sees no hope. I want to be forgiven, but I don't think anybody ever be able to forgive me. The unforgiving mind also wants to escape, but it seems like there's no escape because it just sees what's upsetting and sinful everywhere. It looks like there's no escape because there's so many things to upset me. It looks like nowhere is safe because there's so many things to upset me. It looks like nowhere is safe because there's so many. Okay, that's the way an unforgiving, not interpreting correctly mind interprets. Now let me ask y'all something. Some of y'all that knock you out dead cold, you went all the way to the moon and back, and that's normal. Some of y'all was like, giving me the eye. You know what I'm saying? Because with the Course in Miracles, you either hear it or you don't. It's not in the in-between. You either hear it or you don't. You know, you either ready to hear that or you're not. But based on what you just heard, how many of you today, in order to release yourself, would be willing to admit that you saw characteristics in that reminded you of your own self? Okay, so that means there's a part of our mind that must not be correctly interpreting. Could we admit that there may be a part of us that's not seeing it correctly, not interpreting? Because this is big. I want you to go on this with me. Can somebody say yeah?
Yeah.
Can somebody say yeah?
Yeah.
Can I say yeah, 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 yeah? Thank you.
Okay.
Right. Every time you do something spontaneous that you don't normally do, a bill will be paid.
Oh.
That's all a matter of motivation, isn't it? But that's the truth. That's the truth, though. You don't realize it's the truth, but it's the truth. Every time you have a perception that's now been corrected that used to be incorrect, it's the reflection of it is some form of abundance in your life.
Yeah.
At a physical level.
Oh, yeah.
Every time. So it looks like we're not doing a lot maybe just by listening to these concepts, but we're really introducing thoughts that are going to release us from all bondage of every kind. That's what I'm doing. But we have to tell the truth about where we are before we can go where we got to go.
Yeah.
So right now we're in the stage of telling the truth about where our ego is. So the unforgiving mind is in despair without the prospect of a future which can offer anything else but more despair. An unforgiving mind regards its judgment of the world as irreversible. Everything is the way I see it. The unforgiving mind doesn't see that it has condemned itself. The unforgiving mind doesn't see that it has condemned itself. The unforgiving mind doesn't see that it has condemned itself. The unforgiving mind thinks it can't change. The unforgiving mind thinks it can't change. The unforgiving mind thinks it can't change. For what it sees, it bears witness that its judgment is correct. It looks like what you are seeing proves your judgment is correct. It looks like what you are seeing is proving your judgment is correct. So you think things can't change because it looks like your judgment is correct. But you don't ask because you think you know. You don't ask. You don't ask. You don't ask because you think you know. You don't ask because you think you know. You don't ask because you think you know. You don't question because you're certain you're right. If you're an unforgiving man, you don't question. If you're an unforgiving man, you don't never ask because you think you know. Whew. I passed the unforgiving mind test. Anybody else pass the unforgiving mind test?
Yeah.
Now don't feel guilty about it. Don't feel guilty about it. I can trust a person who knows they got a few things that need to be corrected. Yeah. Now any question before I go to the forgiving mind, the one we want to get to?
I like that thing you said about untapped thoughts.
The untapped thoughts.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I got up here.
There really is like an energy shortage in the sense that we're not making ourselves aware of the power that we have. And you may not know it, but you're using all of your power all the time. I used to think I was going to get up to more power than I wasn't using. Of course, Miracle said, no, 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 no. You're using all your power all the time. That's why you see everything the way you see it. You're using all your power all the time. And when I heard that, it had a different kind of effect on me. But then I thought, well, I don't have that much power. That's what my ego would say. Well, I don't have that much power then because I don't feel very powerful. You're so powerful, you can convince yourself you're weak. You are so powerful, you can convince yourself you're broke. It's a tribute to your power that you dodged in the repo man. I mean, you have to have unlimited power to be able to do it the way you've done it. This is better than Indiana Jones, what you've come up with. I can't wait to see how you get yourself out of it. Because you always do.
Yeah.
You always, you know how many, like right now, you might be upset about, oh, I'm a one love, there's nothing in this relationship. I don't know, you know, ever. I mean, you've been in a lot of relationships you felt like that. Just not the first one. You've been through it before, and every time you got another chance to have another opportunity to see if you were going to do it differently. Every, you call it the next one. That's his code name. The next one. Oh, what is that, honey? Last night I thought I met another opportunity to change my mind. His name was June. He's going to give me an opportunity to see if I've learned anything since the last time I was with the other guy. So I'm getting ready to find out where I'm really coming from with him. And if he's really nice, maybe by the third date. You got the 3-date rule, you know. Okay. Woo, it's so crazy. We're so crazy, we don't know it. It's so funny. Oh, sometimes it trips me out. Don't y'all see the funny edge of the world? No, I see a black nut in front of me. I'm trying to figure out how I can get the hell out of here. Maybe when he turns his head, I can slip out. I told him he could be himself and be spontaneous and be some kind of way. I said, well, I didn't really mean it. I want you to be spontaneous, but only in the ways I define. Yeah. I'm open-minded, but only in the ways I see things. Just don't forget that and you'll be okay with me. We're so funny. Don't y'all see how funny we are? The court says that the way that we got in a fearful position in our lives, the way that we got into fear was we remembered not to laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. He said we remembered not to laugh instead of saying we remembered to be sad. Say we remembered not to laugh. Are you remembering to not laugh at these situations that you're going through? Are you remembering not to laugh at what you're going through? Are you remembering to not to laugh at the things that you're going through? Are you just when you know, in other words, you're making sure you remember not to laugh about none of these you're going through. Because it's serious. We got serious issues, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody in the room got a serious issue. Raise your hand. Look at all these people with serious issues. Don't you get none of their phone numbers. You see, everybody is straight up with you. They told you they had serious issues. I'm teaching. I got the biggest issues of all. You better believe any teacher is always needing what he's teaching more than anybody else in the room. Telling you now. That's when you're really serious about learning something and you're really serious about really getting it, you're going to start demonstrating it, talking about it, teaching it in some way. That's how you know you really want it. If you don't talk about it, you don't really want it. Or you're afraid to admit you want it. So you got secret beliefs that most of your friends and relatives don't even know you have. Because you think if they knew, they'd condemn you.
Yes.
If they knew. So that means you think what you're doing is crazy yourself. I think what I'm about is so crazy, I'm gonna tell nobody. But I say they're not ready for it.
Right.
That's to hide my own fear, my own beliefs. What are you saying? I should go home and tell everybody I know that I believe in astral helicopter beings? No. Just remember that if you truly weren't afraid, you wouldn't have anybody you have to hide them from. When you really feel good about what you believe, you won't be in a situation where you ever have to defend it. That's the truth.
It's a good goal.
It's a good, isn't that a cool goal? God. Okay. I'm going to go a little bit further. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions? I love questions. Questions, I don't know, something about them. It's like...
So...
Yeah.
Does the laughter help with the hidden thoughts, the unseen thoughts?
Right.
It helps to open it up.
It helps to release them and dissolve them. Remember not to laugh. Remember, we keep remembering to be too serious about everything. We keep remembering to be too serious about it. You're too serious. Your life, if it's heavy to you right now, it's because you're so serious. You're too damn serious. That's why we have serious problems. People say, well, how can I laugh? How can I laugh? Tell me how I can laugh. If you really open your eyes to what's going on in this world, you will be laughing hysterically. Most unlimited beings in creation think that they are victims of everything that's happening to them, unbeknownst to themselves, that they're creating it themselves, but they feel guilty, so they make bad things happen to themselves. And they don't realize it's their own guilt that's attacking them through the various problems that they have. And your job will be to never see them the way they see themselves. Your function as a savior, as a spirit of love in this plane where these beings that are us are so friggin' afraid of everything. We're here to remember who they are silently, because if we told them, they would object or kill us. So when you're around people who are really afraid, you have to love them by remembering who they are, even if they don't know. But that doesn't require a conversation. True healing would have to be easy, or we couldn't do it.
Right.
Duh. What could be more easy than you remembering that I deserve to be healed when I forget because I'm feeling guilty, bad, and afraid about myself? But you just remember I deserve healing anyway. If you would do that, then my sickness would have nothing to connect with it or enable it to grow. Because it always takes agreement to make something happen. And if you don't agree with me when I'm thinking something crazy about myself, it can't occur. But if you go, oh, honey child, I know what you mean. Yes, that's the truth, girl. That's called going into agreement. So you both enlarge it. They was kind of feeling like a little bit they wanted to kill themselves before you came for a visit. Now they're hanging from the tree. Because you added to what they were. Honey, don't forget that. I heard there was a mass murderer over there in Thornton, too. Add to the fear. So if our function is to see people in their true nature, even when they've forgotten about it, and it will free us from a world of fearful people. Would you like to do healing in hell, or would you like to leave? Most people won't choose healing in hell. I'm going to be a healer in this hell. So I call that self-improvement. Some people are going, you know what? I'd like to be out of a world of fear without dying, without killing myself.
Totally.
I'd like to be totally out of a world of fear. That's what the course is about. The course is about going into another world of perception. It's not about fixing the old one over and over again, putting another Band-Aid on something you had tried a million times. I said, man, that's deep. He said, Earl, do you just want to minister around in hell and fear, or would you like to have another world? That was the question. I went, wow, I had never thought about that. I'm so used to fixing things, aren't you?
Yeah.
Then he says, forgiveness is acquired. Correct interpretation is acquired. So you have to acquire correct perception. And it's in other words, seeing things correctly is just not inherent in your mind. What? That's kind of insulting. Well, your mind... Really, your real mind could never judge or condemn anyone anyway. So the whole idea of forgiveness has to be acquired, because in your natural state, you just will never condemn anybody. Do you know that what you think is wrong with you, it's just an idea you taught yourself. You taught yourself the idea that there's something wrong right now. You taught yourself the idea that there's something going on that's wrong right now. So... just like you taught yourself to see yourself in a certain way that upsets you, you have to also teach yourself to see yourself in a way that frees you.
Yeah.
Whew! But, I learned that like more than the big juicy butt.
B-U-T-T.
Here's the key. You want to be taught the new ideas that will free you, right?
Yeah.
You want to be taught the new ideas that will free you, right?
Yeah.
But it's got to come from a teacher that's not you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
With a capital T.
Yeah.
In other words, you need a teacher who represents the other self in you. You need a teacher. You need a teacher that represents this loving, powerful, cool self you want to be. You need a teacher that represents the you that you really want to be. You need a teacher who is representing who you really want to be, not you. You're the one who made up the screwed self. Sorry, I just have to be honest with you. I know you prefer not to see it that way, but you screwed yourself up. But you didn't really do it. You thought you did it. So you proved to yourself that you've done it by making up things to make you believe it, but it's really not true. So I'm here to tell you that everything you believe about yourself that makes you feel bad isn't true. It's an idea you taught yourself, and now you got to teach yourself another idea, but to come from somebody else besides you.
Right.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Woo!
I'm representing the other self in you. The one that's spontaneous and playful and believes that you deserve innocence and happiness. Didn't it just terrify you? When you're quite uncomfortable? That's why we have to be prepared. So that when something fun and happy and loving shows up, we'll be able to embrace it. Instead of saying, where's the exit? If the woman or man of your dreams really walked up right now, the one that you've been longing for. The person you've been dreaming of all your life, that had all those incredible qualities of wealth and truth and spirituality and forgiveness and peace. And if they walked above you right now, they walk past you. They walk right past me. So the person you've been looking for has been passing you by. You're right. But you don't want them to see you until you're ready. It's like a date coming over before you dressed. You know what I'm talking about? You don't want them to show up and with you naked. At least not the first date. You wait till the guilt get really good for the next stage. You know, so the next stage. Well, I'm going to take the guilt to the next level here. I don't really have a correct perception of my body. The most things I do with it, I make myself feel guilty. How do you know that? Because I don't like it. Be very careful of what you do with a body that you don't like. Because you don't want to share nothing with somebody that you don't like. I've had people want to share bodies that they didn't even like. I didn't care. We'll work on that later. Have you ever been so attracted to the body you just left the mind behind? We just put his mind right over here. Did you see them buns, honey? That mind right over there. I remember when I thought women were breasts and other various body parts that I used for special forms of fear. I want to make myself afraid tonight. Who would I want to do with? Who do I like? If you ever feel bad about something that you've done, you try to hurt yourself through something you call pleasure. And that's why people don't recognize the difference between pleasure and pain. But if you call a pleasure pain, then you don't feel the pain anymore. You call pain a pleasure, then as soon as you have a pleasure, you hurt yourself. So people are calling pain to themselves, thinking they're calling pleasure, and pushing away the pleasure, thinking it would be pain. Like if people thinking it's painful to believe you're innocent, or it's something wrong with believing you're powerful, or something wrong with thinking that you do have something to say in your destiny, that you probably could be more than you think. You think something wrong in you having the freedom to live your life like you want to. I'm representing your other self, the part that wants you to be free. I'm using this guy named Earl's body because I think it's so good looking. So God had to come into his body. He don't know it, but every time he let me come in, I leave his body in better shape than it was before I came. That's the way a cool visitor does. The visitor come to your house and you like to cut your visitor leave and they bit you a garage. You said come on back next week if they wanted to, wouldn't you? You know. So whenever God functions through you, your spirit functions through you, it always leaves you in better shape than you were before you were used. You can't be following God's will and feeling like you're sacrificing and losing your energy and your joy. So just admit to yourself, if you're very unhappy, that you must be seeing yourself incorrectly and you want another way to see yourself, and you don't want to be the one who teaches you because you're the one that don't think the way you should about yourself. So you ask for the part of you that represents who you really are to come into your life and start to manifest it. Ask the you that you're trying to be to help you become it.
Cool. That's good news.
Ooh,
yeah, that's nice.
You got that?
Yeah.
Yeah. We wouldn't. The Course said, I love this line. I'm gonna stop here. The Course says, "What you want to be is what you think you are."
Mm-hmm. Say that again.
What you want to be is what you think you are. In other words, you already think you are what you're trying to be, or you wouldn't be trying to be it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're trying to be this great, powerful, alive, loving, cool, free being, you wouldn't even be wanting to be that way unless some part of you believed you already were that way. Yes. You already believe you are what you want to be.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
That's why you're trying to get there.
Cool. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's good. Yeah.
But it doesn't take me any time to be where I already am. And I can have instantly what I already have. So just ask for what you already have now. And you'll start to see miracles happen in your life. All righty?
Yes.
Okay, so just like we taught ourselves how to see ourselves incorrectly through the Course in Miracles, we're going to learn how to see ourselves correctly. All right, and that's what we're going for in the class. Like, how can I, okay, if I change my perception of myself, my whole life will change. If I change my perception, okay, I'm ready to see things differently. So could you say that one time with me? I am ready to see things differently. Now.
Now.
Can we acknowledge ourselves, please? Thank you for letting me say cool stuff to you about you.
Thank you for saying cool stuff about me to me. Or something like that. Huh?
Thank you for sharing with me in my full-time ministry with the Course. I do it on a love-offering basis because I want you to be able to come to my class regardless of your financial situation. So thank you for letting the Holy Spirit sustain my ministry and me and you. through your money. Now, what's cool about this section is that as we go through it, it's going to teach us in very practical steps how to let go of our grievances and misperceptions of every single person we know. And that'll free up all our miracles, all our abundance. Because I want my abundance freed up. I don't want it hidden behind any more of these grievances. Anybody else? No. So on Wednesday, 12 noon, is the next class. And then on Thursdays at 7 o'clock is the next class.
Wednesday
noon here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to announce a couple things real quick because I have so many friends here in Earl's Nest. First of all, thanks for welcoming me back to the community. And today I'm celebrating finishing the workbook. Two and a half years in the making.
You're bragging, right?
I am, actually. I have never been more clear that I was at the beginning of a course, at the graduation of the phase one. Well, I know, when I was done with high school, I knew I was done with high school. But finishing the course, oh my God. And one of the miracles that happened, there were so many in the last year in particular while I was gone, I got invited to teach the Course of Miracles at Seaside Church in Encinitas. And having the experience of teaching it, oh my God. One of the biggest, toughest lessons for me is to not be my teacher. Having given the class to the sweetest people in Encinitas, if you can imagine, a bunch of ladies older than me accepting me as their teacher. It's pretty funny. But I, now coming back from just having a smidgen of an opportunity to teach, really can appreciate what we have before us with Earl. Who said Deaf Comedy Jam for Earl? Who made that comment? I mean, seriously, imagine...
Yeah.
This is the most famous, unfamous person you'll ever meet. And he's here. He's teaching to thousands, and we get him right here. I thought I saw Earl before I left town. I saw him 5% of what I see now. So having teach, I just want to say, yeah. Also, he made a comment today that he's watering us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother. We're getting ready to go back out of town, so I'm just going to surround you with love on your way, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sick of you leaving.
I'm going to go to Vietnam for like a month or so, but I'll be back.
Oh, okay.
And I have really no idea why I'm going.
See, I think I'm doing good to get up to Estes Park.
And you are.
Okay, so we're gonna bring it. Take a couple of minutes to bring the plane in.
Everybody didn't get it.
Everybody didn't get it.
Well,
that's beautiful that you would want to say that to me. So I want to take this thought. I want you to take this thought. This is being symbolic of what you'd like to happen to you this week, right now. Let's claim our power. Let's claim our power before we go out.
Claim our
power. Claim our power. Please, just for a minute, remember that you allowed yourself to just let a person be themselves for an hour, and all they did was shout out love to you. It's time for you to experience ecstasy. We don't hear that word enough, so I'm going to say it as it applies to you. Ecstasy. It's time for you to experience ecstasy in every area of your life. Ecstasy. Ecstasy.
imagination is like this a journey. Test after test.
It's time to let yourself be free of the fear and the doubts. It's time to make a decision that you have reached your limit in some area. And you know what area I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. It's time for you to say, help me. Help me. It's okay. There's nothing to be ashamed of. In your own heart now, just say, help me. Is over. It can touch me not. My past is over. It can touch me not. My past is over. It can touch me not. My past is over. It can touch me not. What is it? My past is over. It can touch me not. I bless my past. One time, you gotta bless it now. I bless my past. Then I want you to say, kiss my past. If you say it one time, kiss my past. One more time now, kiss my past. Didn't that feel good last time now? Kiss my past. Breathe. So come on back in. Don't y'all tell Earl what I told y'all. Don't y'all tell Earl what I called you. Earl, come on back. I know. I'm glad you had a good time in Vegas. Come on back. Okay, all right.
Blackjack! Oh, hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey, Earl! What's up,
Earl?
Remember the last. So what I need you all to do is remind me of whatever he said.
Love you.
You know what I'm saying? So give me whatever it was he gave you, and I'll do the same thing back. Let's increase it, okay? Yeah. So you're getting ready to go out here. Think about us whenever you become afraid. Mm. Think about this moment. Mm. Think about these cooled out beings you were around for an hour. And no matter what you're going through, you'll feel a little bit better, I promise you.
Stop.
We are the jamming miracles, for real.
Stop being your own teacher, Earl. Little Earl.
What? See, you got to be ready for those kind of answers. I'll see y'all next time. Appreciate you guys. Cool people. Woo! I love you. Hugs are available, and also the contact list up front if you'd like to be on the contact list. And we got go to earlpurdy.com. All my classes online. Love you.